What were the things that you used to, that people used to tell stories about to scare you? What were some of the things?
They call them haunts, huh? Say something was haunted. Mm-hmm.
What did that mean it had in it?
Well, it meant that just maybe somebody had come back from the dead or something and was haunting you.
Mm-hmm.
And like my father, he scared my little brother from the plum orchard because he's making so many trips down there a day, eating so many that's afraid he'd make him sick. And he told him there's yahoos down there. Yehos, he called them. Mm-hmm. And so Papa and Mama were working in the garden, and the plums were just outside the garden in a patch. They just grew up thick, you know,
mm-hmm.
the yellow and the red. And my little brother had been in there with them, but he sneaked around and opened the gate and sneaked around and climbed the fence to go get him some plums. And my father knew how to get through the fence. There was some pickets loose or something. And he got through the fence and beat my little brother down to the thicket, hit himself as well as he could, and commenced to holler, "Yay-ho, yay-ho." My little brother just come flying back and said, "There's yay-ho's down there. There's yay-ho's down there." And said, "Well, what did he look like?" Said, "Well, he kind of looked like Papa." That's the truth. I remember when that happened. I was there myself. Well, I don't know. He said, "He kind of looked like my Papa." You know, I didn't think there was such a word. I wondered where my daddy got that. I thought he was just something made up.
Mm-hmm.
I got the dictionary one day and looked it up, and it's pronounced Yahoo, but it really is.
A kind of spook or something?
Uh-huh.
Hmm. Somebody who leaves a lot of money around the table and the door unlocked, you might say he's mighty
careless.
And if there's nothing wrong with a person, but sometimes she might act kind of
silly.
But if she acts a little different from other people, you might say she acts kind of he doesn't want to change. You say, "Don't be so
stubborn.
Don't be so in your ways. Don't be so
set in your ways."
Somebody that loses their temper easily and you can't joke with them, you say they're mighty.
They're very high temper.
Or
stubborn.
Anything else? They get mad very quickly, you say.
Lose their temper.
He's awfully. I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
mad. Rang.
Somebody's about to lose his temper. You tell him just keep. Maybe you tell this to a person that was in a burning building as they started running out. You'd say, "Keep
don't run.
You've been working very hard, you see."